Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back for the final part in this series with Brenda Titus. We're talking about the one thing that most hypnotists probably don't do, that most hypnotists should do, that would absolutely transform them personally and professionally, help them to have better empathy for the clients, what the clients are going through, improve their hypnosis, improve their business, make them more money than probably anything else. And that is, become a client for any issue that might be holding them back, or any issue that they've just always wanted to work on. Smokers, stop smoking. People, if you're, you know, overweight to a significant degree that people are looking at you funny when you say you're a hypnotist, get that fixed. Whatever you got to do, get it fixed using hypnosis. Be your own walking, talking success story. Let me tell you about Brenda, who came up with the idea for this topic. She is a rising star in the profession. She is giving, giving, giving. She's writing articles. She participates in our Yahoo group. She goes to the convention. I tell you what, we're going to see her speaking there in the future. And you know what? She, before she was a hypnotist, she was a talk therapist working in a rape crisis center. And she has a bachelor's degree in sociology and a master's degree in criminology. And I'm just really had to have her, glad and grateful to have her helping me out. How you doing?
I am doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today and for that lovely introduction. I appreciate everything that you have done for me in helping me become everything that I can be in this profession, and by me being able to do that, being able to be here to help other people. So I will tell you guys all a little bit about Cal. Cal is the creator of 5-Path Hypnotherapy, 7-Path Self-Hypnosis here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. He truly teaches the best of the best in the profession, teaching them such valuable techniques in hypnosis and hypnotherapy. He's been out on TV and radio doing these podcasts, 380 plus podcasts weekly, bringing the information out to the field so that people can learn, people can grow, so we can really make this an incredible profession that is able to help people in such amazing ways. And today we are going to be talking about results. And so I got to tell you, Cal is, you know, hypnosis that works right here. And I'm thrilled to be here and to have learned from him and to have to be here to share with all of you today.
So let's rock on. What's happening?
Thank you for the introduction. Exactly. So let's today, as we've been doing the last several weeks, we've been doing a series on taking your practice to the next level by being a client. And today, we're going to answer that question. Does this really work? Does hypnosis really work? Experience it for yourself, because I have to tell you, it really worked for me. And if it can, well, I was going to say, if it can work for me, it can work for anybody, but that sounds kind of weird, but I really believe in it in a totally different way, in a new way from the inside out, because of the experiences that I had by going through 5-Path. And, you know, over the last few weeks, we've talked about why would somebody want to go and experience hypnosis, hypnotherapy for themselves. We've talked about some of the specific types of work that maybe somebody might experience, working with age regression, working with forgiveness. And today we're actually going to go back to where we started. So on that first episode, I had said, why would a hypnotist want to go and get sessions for themselves? So I wanted to go back, now that we've talked about the experiences that I've had in experiencing it for myself, talking about it from a results angle. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
I know, I loved what you said earlier. I said, we're going to talk about results now, and you said, we don't have results.
We're just blowing hot air. It's all about results. If you're not getting results, it's just hot air, right?
Exactly. So, I'm going to go back over those. Why would a hypnotist, you're trained, you know the concepts, why would you want to go and do this? Well, so let's go back to the beginning. So first, dealing with those old blocks and baggages, you know, baggage and blocks and things like that that maybe you didn't even realize that you had. I know for myself, it opened up huge, you know, I knew going in that I said, well, just whatever it is, it's not this, right? And it wasn't, but it was something else that was, you know, I never, ever would have made sense of on my own. It was something, you know, like that, that I really uncovered. So literally going, but here's some kind of additional things I wanted to talk about in terms of growing your practice and growing your capacity for doing this work, is literally going through the process of getting help for yourself puts you in a position of making improvements. You're really stopping, you know, so that not just your sessions, but also going through the process of doing self-improvement. Every single week, I knew that I was going to be accountable to saying, well, this is what I've done. Based on what I learned, I did X, Y, and Z, you know. And so I did start making some really big changes in my practice that I intend to continue out for the next several months or years in really advancing my practice, in growing it, and really being able to help people. Just from the business angle, that helped me. Next is it really helped me reconsider how I approach talking to clients, you know, as I'm making that first phone call, talking to them, explaining my process when they come in, explaining, you know, what we do and how it works. It just literally changed everything. You know, we talk so much in our work with that concept of you change from the inside out. And to have experienced it for myself, that's the best way to really explain it. I changed from the inside out, and it started changing every day how I approach what I do to help my clients. That's probably the biggest exclamation point that I can really make on that. And what do you think about that, Cal? Have you noticed? It's okay, because you're not in sessions with me, yeah. So I'll give you a pass on that.
Yeah, I'd like to say, yeah, I really noticed a big difference, but, you know, you've always been this upbeat, enthusiastic, you know, optimistic person, and to hear that, you know, you're taking things to a new level by being, like we talked about before, more confident, more sure of what you're doing, more likely to actually follow through and push, you know, into what might have felt like the danger zone before. Now you realize it's the success zone, right?
Exactly. And I was teasing him with that, because obviously so much of it has to do with what I'm doing with my clients, but just how I interact with everybody. So incredible. I also really learned a lot about, how I proceed with my clients in terms of, you know, then, you know, because I was kind of giving myself homework each week, my hypnotist wasn't necessarily doing that, but I knew I was all in. It was like, I got to do this and I need to do X, Y, and Z. But it did help me understand a little bit better about what to send people home with each week, maybe through age progression, ways that they could test their confidence or their capacity for change, even just before they ever came back into session with me. Or maybe even literally, you know, asking them to specifically focus on and work on something in between, so that, so much of our work is insight driven, but helping bring that into the room. And so I learned so much about how to really transition into their real lives, so that wasn't just what was happening in my office that they were making that change, but so that they were doing it every single week. Now, the next thing that we talked about back on episode one of this series was, now by experiencing it for yourself, you can learn the process better by experiencing it for yourself. And I have to tell you, especially because, you know, I threw myself so much into my training and so much into, you know, every single day, if I'm not in session, I'm learning, I'm watching videos, I'm reading, I'm, you know, all of those things. But to literally experience it for yourself, you actually learn the process in a whole other way. And in addition, by developing a relationship, a professional, personal relationship with another hypnotist, you can grow in the profession as well, because you learn different techniques, maybe subsets of the technique that you already learn. You just learn from somebody who maybe is a little bit more advanced, or, you know, and quite frankly, you know, there were different things that, because I was new and learning so much, that there were things that I taught Stephanie as well. And so I really, really encourage you all to develop those relationships, you know, because even I work here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I'm with Cal, I'm with Maureen, but in the end, when my door is shut, I'm there by myself. You know, when I have relationships with other hypnotists out there, especially through, you know, literally going through the process of 5-PATH, you have other people that you can turn to for guidance and support, and to really learn this process for yourself from the inside out. So develop those relationships. And I'll remind everybody, you know, the convention's coming up in a couple of months. You know, meet people there, develop those relationships. If you're on, you know, different, you know, LinkedIn or other different ways that you can meet people and develop relationships so that you can both, you know, grow professionally, but also so that, you know, like we said, we can, you can do sessions and really experience all of that.
How was it that you got to meet Stephanie Green in person?
I got to meet Stephanie for the first time last year at the Five Path dinner at the convention. And, you know, we just hit it off. And it was a really great, you know, opportunity to just talk. We sat together a couple of different times and we talked. And there was just a click that worked for us that, you know, we trusted each other, and then, you know, like I said, then we developed a relationship so that we could do sessions together or just to be able to talk, and that's been so helpful. You know, I meet with Erica every once in a while as well, and different people, that it's just, you know, you don't have to be alone in this profession. You're in business for yourself, you're in private practice for yourself, but you do not have to be alone. So, but you got to put yourself out there and meet people and allow yourself even to be vulnerable to, you know, asking for help, seeking help. This is an amazing profession of helping people and people who, you know, want to share and want to, you know, grow this profession and grow the people in the profession as well.
You know, as you're talking about that, it reminds me of a saying I once heard about another business, and it's, you know, when you're a five pather, you might be in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself, because we have such a really good support group. And when you go to the convention on the Thursday night before the convention starts, all the Five Pathers come to a dinner. The NGH recognizes us as a special interest group, allows us to have the restaurant all to ourselves. We flock in there, we give out awards, and I want people to meet each other, because you've been chatting via the internet in our special exclusive Five Pathers group, and you know each other more by your email and first name, you know, and you get in there and you go, oh, you're Brenda, oh, you're so-and-so, and you already know each other. And if we didn't have that dinner, you might have been at the convention just bypassing each other and not making that connection. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So always remember that, you know, meet people, develop those relationships, you know. And I'm really fortunate because I get to meet most of Cal's students every time he has sessions, you know, or every time he has classes here. So there's all different kinds of great ways to meet people. I obviously have a unique platform to meet people, but you all have that opportunity too. So come to the convention and meet people so that you can develop these great collaborations with others. So as we continue, so again with that, you know, when I asked at the beginning about why would someone want to get sessions, and I said to understand what our clients experience. And, you know, right around when I started actually having my sessions, I had a couple of clients who actually was kind of struggling with, and they would feel like, oh, this is so hard. And it did actually literally kind of get worse for a little bit before it got better, that whole kind of concept of you got to get through it, you got to walk through the fire to get to the other side. And I was really experiencing that, and darn it if I didn't experience that for myself. I started kind of beating up on myself. I was feeling bad. I think one day I came in and Cal asked me how I was, and it was like, I'm great. And you could tell that was completely not, you know, true and everything. But to, again, when I say to really experience even the process, the arc of you start your sessions, you're feeling great, you're learning about yourself, you're doing all these changes and growth, then sometimes you might hit some walls, and then we got to bust through those walls. So it's true. Your clients experience it, and you can experience that too. It's not really necessarily the, yeah, that's why you want to go to sessions, but for you to really understand, like I said, you know yourself better than anybody else, and to experience that for yourself, to anticipate that sometimes that's what you're going to experience with your clients, so you can know how to walk them through that a little bit more effectively, because I know I definitely learned a lot through my process by experiencing that. What do you think about that, Cal?
Totally agree, and I'm glad that you decided to do that. And now, When you're in class in the future, are you going to convey that to the to our new classes?
Absolutely.
Because I always have you go, if you knew then what you know now at the beginning of class, when you were first in class, what would you want to know, right?
Yes. Yeah, such a great point. Yes, I do get to talk about that sometimes. And that is definitely something valuable that I would love to be able to share with your students. Because, you know, like I said, experiencing it for yourself really does change everything. So as I get to that next point, the most important reason for you to go out and get sessions for yourself is so that you can become a true believer. Absolutely. If you were to go back and see any of my other podcast episodes, Cal's called me a true believer lots of times. But now I can say it from deep within because it really did work for me. I had, Cal, the weirdest little stomach ache my entire life. Entire life. I can't even tell you how much school I missed. I can't even tell you. Well, I didn't miss work because that would have meant, you know, missing money and not getting paid or whatever. But for my whole life, I had this weird little stomach ache that I don't have anymore. I mean, I can't even tell you shouting from the rooftops. And and it was all because of these sessions. Literally by understanding why I developed that. And so now, because I understand that, I can explain this process in such a unique way. Because for me, it was just something that was very little. It wasn't, you know, all of these other things that it could have been, would have been, whatever. Just like we say with our clients, it could be this, it could be that. It was just something little, something that happened one day that my subconscious mind decided, oh, well, if you have a little stomach ache, you don't have to go to school. And it developed into this, you know, lifelong, I guess basically what I called it was a case of the Mondays that I don't have anymore. Now Mondays are session days and they're like, you know, spring out of bed, I'm here to greet the world and live my soul's purpose and all of that. I mean, so like I said, I truly became even more of a true believer by experiencing that. And you can too. All you need to do is develop a relationship with a hypnotist, or maybe don't develop a relationship with a hypnotist. Maybe you want to professionally see a hypnotist. Go out there and do it. Give it a try. Experience it for yourself. And it really will change both your own life personally and how you see the world and how you see your life and your and how you deal with things. Will also be able to change how you are able to help other people through hypnosis. And so that's a little bit of my punctuation mark. You will not be sorry. I am so glad that I did it, and I would encourage anybody else to go out there and try it. Experience it for yourself because it will change you. I've changed because now I know, right, Cal?
What do you know?
And that makes me feel amazing.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, well, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be able to learn for myself as well as to be able to share what I have learned with all of you. And I really hope that this series has been enriching for everybody. And I really encourage you, you know, like I said, go out there, get sessions for yourself, become a true believer. Hypnosis really does work. And you can make a difference for yourself and for other people. Go for it. Do it. I look forward to, I've got all my flights, my entire trip to the convention is planned. It is booked. It is ready to go. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. And I'll probably be back on the podcast before that. But I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, it's such an incredible opportunity to learn and grow and network. So take advantage of it. Get yourself there. Make those plans and be there. And I look forward to seeing everybody soon at the convention. And that's all I have to say. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Hey, you don't hear us talk about it very much, but obviously Brenda still does sessions if you feel a connection with her. I still do sessions. Now, I don't see as many clients as Brenda's able to because I'm busy doing other things like teaching and writing and marketing and stuff like that. But right here on calbanion.com, just click on the contact us thing and tab, and you can get our information about calling us. You can email us questions about sessions. Happy to see if we can fit you in. And also, once again, I say, in addition to 5-path, there is 7-path. I personally have never gone through 5-path. I have been hypnotized before just for the experience. I've been regressed before just for the experience. I wanted to be that true believer. But as far as going through a 5-path therapy type session, I've never done it. I did my change with 7-path self-hypnosis. If you are in another area and you want to see if there's another 5-path hypnotherapist near you, go to hypnosis-directory.com. Okay, hope to see you in class. Hope to see you at the convention. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.